Begin the current daf, mesech this even daf tzadi vav. We begin on an alpha, begin to taste the masa, begin to list the gemara, yam and bechulu, days, etc. Prat le shabbos, yam tev, and this comes to exclude Shabbos and yam tev. Taisis qualifies the halacha, do we put on tefillin on chol hamoed or not? Which the brisa brought from the pasuk, shemat tzachuk hazis l'madim yam yamima, we learn out days and at night, and days, it says, mi yamim, not all the days, including Shabbos and yam tev. That's the opinion of Rabbi Zaglili. Taisis says, near would seem, that this is going on the drasha of that you should put ice, which is filling on your hands, which the Gemara mentions nearby kasamach. That's what we're relying on. Meaning, when we're saying yamim and not all days, you don't see that you're excluding Shabbos and yamtim. Is this Rav Yesi is also relying on the drasha of ayilchala ice? What needs an ice is excluding these, which don't need an ice because Shabbos and yamtim are themselves an ice. So therefore, we're excluding some days, it's going to be excluding Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, says Taisa, it would seem, you don't put on the intermediate days of Yom Tov. Because they also don't need a sign, because the Asaba Malacha, but the Shina Avid, you know, do Malacha work, that's for somebody that's not a big loss of money. And on Sukkahs, you have to send the Sukkah, just like Yom Tov, so do the days of Chalamayid, or be Pesach Asa Bechilis Chametz, and on Pesach and Aliyat Chametz, all the 7 days, all the days of Pesach itself. So it's like Yom Tov. And Mechem Paschal Hilchas Gedolos, so too in the Bahag, in the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, they rule that one does not put on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now, I will be Yerushalmi Mashma, in Yerushalmi it sounds like, Tzorech Laniach, one has to put on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because the Gars, the Gersa, the Yerushalmi is a who gave a double Tefillin, the person that lost his Tefillin. Also come into Rav Chanan, like in front of Rav Chanan, Shadul Kamed Rabbi Bar Abba Chana, he sent him in front of Rabbi Chana, he said to the scribe, Zil hav le tfilach, go give him your tefillin, and you go write one for yourself. Because the Tanya will look in the Braisa. My person could write a tefillin for himself. Also came in the Rav, he came for the Rav. Amalei said, Zil kasav le lehed, you said to the scribe, no, you could go ahead and write it straight up to that other person. Which, the question is, Masnin pligal ad the Rav. Seems like the Braisa is disagreeing with Rav. Kaisav adin tefillin la'atma v'lechem loy, person go and write tefillin for himself and not for others. And that says, Yerushalmi, Rav pasal anich. Rav translates that is only if you're coming to leave it, Pirish, meaning what that means to say is, Naimed HaMishni explains the Mishnah, Sharetz L'Niach L'Acha HaMoed, that person doesn't need it for now, he just wants it after Yom Tov. Avlatzerech HaMoed, but for the need of the Yom Tov itself, Yochalich Tavach L'Chem, then you can write it even for others, not only for himself, Achim Amidvar, so you see that from Yishama, that clearly one uses Tzvon Al-Chal HaShamoed, and so too, that's the custom of people, that one wears Tzvon Al-Chal HaShamoed. And Oyd Mavin Rahim, say Perek Kamad Debeya, so too, they bring proof from the end of the first paragraph regarding sending tefillin with the Gemara that brings that you let us send tefillin on Yom Tov because they're fit to be used on Chol HaShamoed. Obviously, one wears tefillin on Chol HaShamoed. So Taisus brought from the Halachas Gedolos that we don't wear tefillin on Chol HaShamoed, and according to Taisus, that from the Yushami, that one does put on tefillin, as we see also from the Gemara in Be'edav Tezvav Menav. Tinek Taisus Master begins with the Gemara, V'shamar Tezchuk HaZeis, you should safeguard this statute, which Taisus qualifies regarding a certain minig of making a bracha of lishma chukah. The Brisa says from this pasuk b'shamarta sechukah zeis l'madim yom yimimah, we learn out days and not nights. So Mekana Rebbein Tam, from here Rebbein Tam says that Philip b'nei my rabba, even according to the people in Eretz Yisrael of the West, Abim Bavaruch, and they used to make a bracha g'shayich chaltz in tefillin, when they would take off the tefillin lishma chukah, that Hashem commanded us in this mitzvah, and He commanded us lishma chukah to safeguard His statutes. This only if a person specifically is taking off its tefillin right before it gets dark. That's when they had this custom. Mishum delight loves man tefillin hu, because nighttime is not a time of wearing tefillin. Da'ahog siv chukah. It's on this that the pasuk is saying that the chukah, shmata es ha-chukah hazois. What's the chukah? Miyam yamima, which is only day and not nighttime. So they would make a bracha if they're taking it off at nighttime. That's part of the mitzvah of not to wear it at nighttime. So therefore, the bracha would only be if you're taking it off right before it gets dark, because that's what the bracha is on. But, says Taizimilu, Kamal and Hachi, but anyway, we don't rule like this to make this bracha. And therefore you don't make this bracha, even if you're taking it off because of Naita. Because the Kamal and Rebbe Kiva, because we rule like Rebbe Kiva, the Amma that he says, in our sugya, this, B'shamarta Es HaChukah, which is the bracha Lishma Chukah, is not even going on film, it's only going on the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. The Gemara rules the Laila's man tefillin, that nighttime is a time of tefillin. So anyways, that wouldn't be applicable. Until a person goes to sleep, because then there's a concern about sleeping with it. But nighttime is anyways a time of Tum. Rav Ash, Ravina, Maski, Hassam, Halacha, the American, they say that's the Halacha, but we don't rule like this. Rather, no, the whole nighttime is a time of Tum, like Rav Kiva and Arasugi, and therefore again, Tosafot says we wouldn't make this bracha Lishma Chugav anyways if you take it over nighttime, because it's not the Chok that it's day and not nighttime, because we actually rule that nighttime is Zman for Tum also. The next text, the Mazda begins with the Gemara, Shomada Asei. When it says in the Torah to safeguard a positive commandment, that itself has the force of a positive commandment. So he explains that even according to the one that holds that putting on tefillin at nighttime, one violates a negative prohibition, but by not putting on the daytime, he does not violate a negative prohibition. Because that's what he said in the Braisa, that the Gemara concluded, what do you mean? How could you say that Pesach HaMila is a mitzvah asei? It says he's shamar. Yeah, but he's shamar of an asei is an asei. So Tais explains, that actually Shamed Asei Namel Avu, no, he, not like we say in our sugya. That even says he's Shamer, by a positive commandment, that he's Shamer is telling you what not to do, to be careful, it's a negative prohibition. If someone puts on film after it gets dark, he's actually violating a negative prohibition. But Maidu, who still, even Rabbi Yechon would agree, Shem lo yinich b'yayim she'ina like it, if you didn't put on film during the daytime, that one does not get lashes. Why? Because regarding putting on during the daytime, that's Yishama Da'asei Asehu. There you do say to safeguard a positive karam is a positive karam in itself. Like regarding doing the karam Pesach, the Amahachad Abasei, that Agamar says that is considered as a positive commandment. Why? What's the difference? Because doing the karam Pesach is an active action. So therefore, the Yishama of that is also mitzvah asei. Because v'davki lin hanachas tefillin alayla kum Rabbi Yechon de Lavo, specifically regarding putting on tefillin at nighttime, that's what Rabbi Yechon says is a negative prohibition. Because have a kamo yishama benega atzras. That's like a different pasuk where it says to safeguard regarding the nega of affliction, the chashav leil lav, that's considered as a negative prohibition. The perik im lohaving gemar shabbat davka v'lam on the base, because avagav the chsiv lishma v'lasis, although it says over there actually to safeguard and to do, mishum de perushi lav, because the interpretation is that a negative prohibition, which is Yishamash Leitokets, meaning be careful not to cut off the negative Taras, that's a negative prohibition, not to keep it, but not to cut it off. So to someone that's keeping wearing tefillin at nighttime is violating the negative prohibition of B'Shamarta Sechukah, which means be careful not to put it at nighttime, and therefore that's a lav, in contrast during the daytime, which that's a positive commandment, and therefore if he puts it on, if he doesn't put it on, he's not violating a negative prohibition, rather a positive commandment of the Shemar Tesachuga. The next day, Shemar begins with the Gemara. Michal Bas Kushi, Michal, the daughter of Shaul, she would put on tefillin. Which Tesach explains the reasoning of those who hold that a woman does not have permission to do these mitzvah seishes ma grama. Tesach brings the Psikta, which is Rabasi in Perkha Beis, that there's actually an opinion that disagrees with our Gemara. They say, actually, the other example our Gemara brings of a woman doing a mitzvah seishes shleis magarama, which was the wife of Yoina doing alila regal, actually, they sent her back not to do alila regal. And Michal Bas Kushi, Michal Bas Chama, actually, the sages did protest that she should not put on tefillin. Now, our Gemara that says that they didn't protest obviously holds that the Gemara wanted to prove at this point that it's obvious mitzvah says shaloy is mangurama, because how else did they do it? Masha Pish Bukunjas, this is a Rashi explained the mitzvah says is mangurama, because if it was a positive Tamik commandment, how you might be able to protest it, because it looks like she's adding on in the mitzvah, she's not obligated, and if it's like as if Baltaisis. In the early, that does not seem to be correct to the Ri, because Rabbi Huda, less than Nashim Sem, because there shows Rabbi Huda, doesn't hold that it's permissible for a woman, as the Gemara says, on the base, to do something voluntarily for a mitzvah that they're not obligated, like smicha. Now, based on Rashi, that's because it looks like they're adding on to mitzvahs. But v'shamin lebeperikam of the sukkah, but still yet we hear in the first parak of sukkah, v'beis v'beis, dami hilmi amalka, says a hilmi, the queen, ha'isi yishevis v'sukkah v'zayim b'nei, was sitting in the sukkah with her seven sons. Well, how was she permitted to go ahead and sit in the sukkah? Well, looks like she's adding on to the mitzvah. But, says Taisi, mi yishli Hashem, you can still resolve Rashi. No, because she was sitting there with her sons, as just like a mommy being with the kids who they have to sit in the sukkah. So, but I'm not saying about this, if therefore over there it didn't appear like as if she's adding on to the mitzvah. Or Nami, another interpretation is, Rabbi says in Rishon of Chofchazma Beis, the Labish Labizmanai, to violate Baal Tosef, not in the time of the mitzvah itself, by kavana. Then you have to have specific intent to be a Baal Tosef. Now, regarding a woman that's not obligated in the sukkah at all, anytime she's sitting in the sukkah, because she lives man, it's like not in this right time. And the kibbutz choy macham the law, since he wasn't intending to fulfill, so therefore she didn't violate it. But so therefore that doesn't reject the interpretation of Rashi, but still says achner techi. It still seems pushed to explain that this that a woman cannot do a mitzvah, she's not obligated because it looks like she's adding on to the mitzvahs. So since it says Benir Lefarish, it would seem to explain the Tamil Man the Omar, the Lo Yavrish Shos, that the reason according to the pin that holds that it's not permissible for a woman to do a mitzvah saseh that she's not obligated in, is for different reasons. And each one has reasons. Mishum the tefillin by tefillin, like our Gemara brings, that they would have protested if she wouldn't have been obligated because she's from Gufnaki. Because for tefillin, we know one of the prerequisites is, and that's why we don't do chinuch on tefillin, because you have to have a clean body. But no, she means Jesus Lizar, and women are not so with zeal to be careful in this, and therefore that's why they're not allowed to. Not because like Baal Tosef. So to Alila Regal, why don't they go up? Why are they not allowed to do Alila Regal on the Shal Shargal? Because it looks like she's bringing unconsecrated animals to the courtyard. Because she's not obligated. That's a problem. It looks like Chul Nazar. It looks like she's coming to Nazara for what unnecessary, which you're not allowed. You have to have a purpose. And she doesn't have a purpose because she's not obligated to Alila Regal. So the Tukia Sheif of Smicha Namin Ma'ak, and this that our Gemara's bring, that we stop her from doing leaning on the animal of the carbon or blowing the Sheif or Yamtiv, Laman de Leslie Rishos, according to the pin that holds that she's not allowed to, again, Lam Mishum de Metzis Gemaisim, not because it looks like she's adding on to the mitzvahs, El Mishum de Tukia Malacha Gravoni, it's because blowing the Sheif is rabbinically forbidden. Lam Perki said the Magdik Mazin Chulna Pidama Beis. Yem Vado Deicha Shabbos, where even a definite obligation of Shaiva does not override Shabbos, and therefore it's a binigrif bin, and we don't let the woman do it. So to besmicha, being on the animal of the carbon, that's a lakav as yad, that's the kabbalah of kachim. Even just putting your hands over it, it looks like you're doing some type of work with kachim, and therefore, in these mitzvahs where there's some type of halachic problem, that's why we don't let women do it. But it would sound like, but other mitzvahs to say, even shes magarama, if there's no isra applied to it, then women would be permitted to do it, not like Rashi says, because it looks like that she's adding on to the mitzvahs. The next says the master begins with the Gemara. Dama sablik Rabbi Yisi. Maybe hold like Rabbi Yisi. Dama nashim semches b'shastet. He says that women are allowed to, on their own, even though they're not obligated, to go ahead and do smicha. Which places comes to qualify. Is it permitted for women to make a bracha on the mitzvah seishas ma'agurama? Which the Gemara is saying it. Who's the one that holds Shabbos at time of tefillin? So the proof the Gemara attempts to bring is from Michal. She put on tefillin, and the Chacham didn't protest. Obviously, it's Mitzvah Shel Ma'agurama. So they were rejected. It says, no, it was like a B.A.C. That holds women are allowed to do it, even though it's Mitzvah Shel Ma'agurama, because extra Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. But Taisa says, Mekana Merven Tam. Merven Tam says, the Mutl Noshim Lavarach Al Kal Mitzvah Shel Ma'agurama. Obviously, women are allowed to make a bracha, and even a positive time-bound mitzvah they're not obligated in. Because Avagav the B'turz, although they're exempt, Kamei Michal Bashal, that Shahisim is Samah Gamma Veracha, so we can presume that not only did she put on film, she also had a bracha. Avagav, your neighbor, Yehuda, Pliga, like a Samah Chaldor, maybe Yehuda, that disagree. And they say that you're not allowed to do. Hamlok Rabbi Yisi, Gabbat Tavayu. We rule like Rabbi Yisi in regards to, in contrast to both of them, that you're allowed to, and that, like Michal Bashal, and that she made a bracha. Now, Avagav, the Stamas, Neitin Dein Ma'ak, and this is Megizim Lodkai, although a anonymous Mishnah. That says we don't stop the children from blowing the shayfer. It's the lekibi yisi because, as our Gemara points out, the mashma nashma atzim gam samach. The Gemara shortly says that sounding, but women we do stop, and you see that we don't let women do mitzvah sase shaloi hazman grama. Falachim Yisrael, but still a story has a greater magnitude in psak and the micha bashal v'ishta shalyana where they literally the women did it. Obviously, that we let them do it, and they even go ahead and make a bracha. But over the Perak Indershon and the story in Chagigat of Tezayin Beis, that we knew the Ezra's Nashim, that also from there we see that we said we brought them, the women, to the Ezra's Nashim. We allowed them to allow them to go ahead and do smicha on animal, although they didn't have to, but we see that they're allowed to. By Tevi Rai, Rabbi Indam also brings the proof, Ma'ad Amar Rabbi Yisrael Perak HaChayba, Megmar Babakam Zab Tezayin Manaf. Me'ikara, Ma'ad Amar Li Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael, who was blind, said that originally, where would Tamid Halach Rabbi Yehuda? That suma is part of the mitzvahs. In the yemitiv of the rabbanon, I was going to make a holiday for the rabbis because the loymef kadno vavin nevachulu. I'm not commanded, and I still do it anyway. But when they found out the Gullum Zavaisa, then, oh, I'm happy if you would tell us, I mean, Nalik. But says Rabbeinu Tam, Vim B'makom Shapot Zavaisa, but if, when you're exempt, and you do, Aslavar Kanamaka Bracha, Mkin, and my comment, the Hava has a Katindim at base, Abed Yemetava, then why would he say I would make a Yamtiv? Huh. But although he's gaining that he doesn't have to, but he's doing anyway, Bahalay Mesakala Bracha, Shakala Mitzis, but he's losing all the Brachas of all the Mitzis, and because he's part of all Mitzis. And Bakuf Brachas B'chol Yom, it's 100 Brachas every make every single day. Now, but like Hashem Brachas Matala, and it's not considered as a Brachas Matala, Kimish Brachas Mitzis, so he's making Brachas Mitzis that he does. Afa Pisha Pater, although that he's Pater from telling it, but still we see that obviously that there is, when he does the mitzvah, he's allowed to make a bracha on it, and therefore he says, I was going to make a yomtiv, because yeah, he's aining mitzvah va'isa, and of course he's not losing the brachas. Same thing with a woman, although mitzvah says she's my grandma, she's allowed to make the brachas. Now, well, me ain't right in the simulation, but Tais says, no, it's not really approved like Rabbeinu Tam is bringing from a blind person to a woman. Because the summa mechayev and rabban, because rabbinically, a blind person is obligated to go ahead and do all the mitzvahs. Now, wait, if it's rabbinically obligated anyway, so why is Rabbi Yosef happy? Because biblically he's not commanded and he does it anyway. It's a little bit obvious from the Gemara and Pesachim that comes to the designer base. The Ka'amar, Suma Patim Lemagata. The Gemara says it with a blind person exempt from saying that God, though, pardon my reason, my change, they might ask my reason, my change, we're both blind. So, I'm a God, the Mateen, B'nai Basin, that they said that God and they fulfilled the familial obligations. And you see that obviously they are obligated. The Gemara says, no, the Ksaba Matzah is Manazad Rabban. They hold that Matzah in today's times is rabbinic and therefore, Masmid sounds like the Mechayim Rabban, that they were rabbinically obligated. They were able to fulfill others' obligations that are also only rabbinically obligated. Now, were it to be that blind people were exempt even rabbinically, then they would not be able to fulfill even others' rabbinic obligations. So you see that they are rabbinically obligated. So there was not such a proof to women. But Umi Yishlet, however, Taisa says, no, you could reject this and say that no, a blind person is not obligated even rabbinically. But still, if we would say that the matzah and agadah in today's time is only rabbinic, still maybe a blind person could fulfill their obligation. Because after the reshus, even someone that's only voluntary, like the blind person, he actually could fulfill someone's rabbinic obligation. Like we find a minor who's not obligated that can make a bracha for his father, who's rabbinically obligated. He could also be part of the minyan of the seven people called up to the Torah, which is rabbinic obligation. He also can fulfill all his obligations in the Megillah according to Yehuda. So maybe it wouldn't be a rejection of what we're trying to say. And you could maybe you could say this in regarding a blind person that's exempt from mitzvahs and still can fulfill all this obligation. Maybe then it is like a woman. Now, but Taisa says that if one analyzes the Gemara Megillah Chavdal Menalav, that a blind person is rabbinically obligated mitzvahs. Because the Mishnah there brings, he says, whoever didn't see the luminaries in his days, he shouldn't be the one saying for the tzibur, the bracha of Kriyushma, the bracha of Yitzah Ma'iris. Mashmit sounds like Haruah, but if he once did see, Avagav the Hashem in the Stam, although now he became blind, Paritza Shema, then he could go ahead and say the Shema for the Tzibur, the bracha of Yitzah Ma'iris. Avagav the Behuda, some of the part of Bechal Mitzvahs, although according to Behuda, a blind person exempt from all mitzvahs, so how could a blind person go ahead and fulfill the public's obligations in Kriyushma? Rather, obviously, a blind person would be rabbinically obligated. And therefore, again, we're back to the rejection of the Rabbein Tam's Raya from, you can't compare a blind person to a woman, because a blind person is at least rabbinically obligated. He could say the bracha, therefore, of Hashem commanded us in the mitzvahs, although biblically he's exempt, but kimin the mechayev drabban, since rabbinically he's obligated, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, how can you make brachas on like Ner Chanukah, which only rabbinic obligation, we Hashem command us on that, is Mulai Saser, which is the biblical obligation to fulfill rabbinical obligations. So that's regarding a blind person. But a woman is not even rabbinically obligated in time bound positive commandments. We say that by women, they're obligated in the biblical obligation of a kiddush, biblically. The Gemara explains that if women wouldn't be obligated in kiddush biblically, then also rabbinically they wouldn't be obligated. Because the sages don't obligate women, but mitzvah is just so to Bresh Sukkah, Gabi Hilni Amalka, we find the Gemara, beginning of Sukkah, of Bez and Bez by Hilni Amalka, that that there's no rabbinic obligations. So again, they're Heichamatz Lameh Mitzvahnu. How could they make brachas and say Mitzvahnu if they're not obligated, which would sound not like Rabbeinu Tam. And more of us says, no wonder that, wait a second, so why is this discrepancy? Why is a blind person rabbinically obligated? And regarding women, the rabbis totally exempted her. Says Taisa, because the sages were more stringent regarding a blind person, because he's from the type of species, he's a man, like all of the men, that are obligated. So therefore, we made him rabbinically obligated, in contrast a woman to a man, different gender. But moreover, we don't want him to look like a non-Jew. He wouldn't be doing, he would just be like, full back purpose, like an idol worshiper. For a woman, keep it to her name of the God mitzvah, says my grandma. Even if we were totally exempted, even rabbinically, from fulfilling positive time bound commandments, she would still be obligated in all other commandments, the negative prohibitions, and the shalizman grandma, and women don't walk around feeling like they're not Jewish. And therefore, that's why there was that discrepancy regarding women and blind people. And therefore, again, maybe women cannot make a bracha on mitzvah, says my grandma. Now, more of a continuous thesis. This that we say that a woman actually could be one of the seven people getting aliyah for the Torah, and they make the bracha on the Kriyas Torah, although they're exempt from the mitzvah of learning Torah, like the Gemara says in Kedushin of Chavdes and Menalov, as the Gemara previously said in the Chavdes and Menalov. So wait a second, you could prove from here that a woman could make a bracha on the mitzvah she's not obligated in, actually, because it's not Machleid in Talmud Torah. And then I remember in Tom, he says, no, the answer is right, it's not a proof. Because the Birchas Kriyas HaTorah, the bracha that one makes when he gets an aliyah, a lot of Shem Mitzvah Talmud Torah, that's not because of the mitzvah of learning Torah. Shafil HaBerch, Birchas HaRavna, and the proof is because even someone already made the bracha of Birchas HaTorah of HaRavna, a Niftim HaVarabah, where he was exempted from when he davens in the morning, the bracha of HaVarabah, still when he gets an aliyah, Chayz Mavarach, he goes and makes a bracha again. And Teddy, you should know this because the Mamakim chain labor, when there's no lady, Kayan Kari Bamakim Lady Mavarch. The Kayan goes and gets another aliyah that I'm leaving, and again he makes the bracha. Although he already made a bracha by the first aliyah that he got. And so too, when someone's making a Berachas HaTorah, even though they already made Berachas HaTorah, when he's going to get an aliyah, he'll make it again, because it's not in the midst of Talmud Torah, and then we can't prove that a woman makes a bracha when she gets an aliyah, that she's making a bracha on something that she's not machoyva, which is Talmud Torah, because it's not the bracha on Talmud Torah. Additionally, Taisa says, Mukatan Mavarch Berachas HaMasan, and regarding a child that makes the benches, Avad Bishubatr, although he's exempt, there also in Riley Isha, there's no proof to a woman that she could make a bracha on the mitzvah that she's exempt just like a child, because the katan also lechalachiyu, because a child is going to be ultimately coming to an obligation of this, and then v'chayiv lechantchay, therefore you have to go ahead and inaugurate him, that's the mitzvah of chinuch. And therefore the inimuzah lechisa therefore is not obligated in the prohibition of making a bracha lebatala. In contrast to a woman who is not obligated, and therefore that could be that she is proscripted regarding Lysista, and again, maybe not like Rabbeinu Tam, that maybe a woman's not going to make a bracha on mitzvah Shazman Gerum. So Rabbeinu Tam had said that a woman could fulfill all mitzvah Shazman Gerum and make a bracha. So he's rejected the proof from the blind person, because the blind person is rabbinically obligated, in contrast a woman that's even exempt rabbinically.